Welcome, everybody, to Hidden Guardians Podcast, your only podcast hosted by actual Hidden Guardians. Today, Venj and I have a little bit of catch-up work to do. Last week was a holiday weekend, so we weren't around to record. And, yeah, there's a lot of information that came out between then and today. We have a look at the upcoming Brave Arsenal. These are the weapons you'll be able to earn during Into the Light. And beyond that, but there will be special versions only available during the Into the Light. We also are going to talk about the upcoming other add-ons to Into the Light, such as the Hall of Champions that we will be getting. Additionally, there's some new reprised exotic missions, some PvP maps, a little bit about character customization, name change coming, a whole nother game mode coming, which won't be available till starting April 30th, and a brief little thing about the new Light tutorial, and there's a Final Shape developer gameplay preview coming on April 9th. I think I mentioned that date a couple episodes ago as a guess on my part, and here we go. I'm Outrider. I'm with Venge. Let's start talking about guns. I think that's the best thing to start with here. Most interesting thing. We have, how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 12? 12 coming back?
Yeah, it should be 12.
Yeah, and it is kind of a, in a way, a murderer's row of interesting and well-beloved Destiny ordnance returning, as well as some raid weapons that are getting kind of a chance for people that don't raid to get a taste of what they're like, but with new origin traits on them. So starting off, we have the Forbearance grenade launcher that came with the Witch Queen in the...
Vow of the Disciple.
Vow of the Disciple. Thank you. Vow of the Disciple raid. The Forbearance, and back me up or disagree, has been probably one of the best wave frame grenade launchers out there, especially when you can craft one.
Yeah.
It's been kind of like top of the line for a very long time at this point, and combo of Ambitious Assassin and Chain Reaction basically clears a room out. And on reload, you gain back health with the origin trait from the raid. Now there's a different one that's coming, and it's, I think it's light class kills with a weapon, and we have a light subclass equipped with the kills. You end up getting grenade energy, and a darkness subclass equipped, you get back melee energy. I think that's what it does.
I think you're right.
I hope I'm right. That's otherwise making me look like a bigger ass than normal. But Forbearance has a whole bunch of new perks on it. Third column's going to get Unrelenting. Stats for all Demolitionists. Ambitious Assassin, there it is again. Surplus, Steady Hands, and Disruption Break, while the fourth column gets Wellspring, Golden Tricorn, One for All, Bait and Switch, Chain Reaction, Rampage, and Desperate Measures, which is a new one. Bait and Switch, that's a nice one. 35% damage increase if you use the two other weapons before you swap to that one. But you can still get that almighty combo of Ambitious Assassin and Chain Reaction if you wish. However, all these weapons will not be craftable. They will be farmable, and you can kind of target farm a little bit more using the Hall of Champions. We'll get to that in a little bit. Additionally, you can get these, I want to call it a pinnacle version of the weapon. But it's
shiny. Kind of
like, yeah, the shiny version, basically. It has its own unique shader on it that's only available during Into the Light. And it's kind of a fixed set of roles if you get this particular version.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit more rare of a drop But for those that like to chase after things to say, hey, I was here. This is, look at my shiny gun. Yeah. There you go. I know I just start off with forbearance and stuff, but actually, let me just read off the list of the rest of them. I don't think we really have to go over too many of the perks, except for maybe a couple. But we are also getting Succession, which is from Beyond Light. It is the sniper rifle from the Deepstone Crypt raid. The Fallen Guillotine, a heavy void vortex blade sword, is coming. That was originally debuted in Shadowkeep. Hold on to your butts, folks. The Recluse is returning. Part of the unholy alliance of PvP chase weapons that became so good outside of their bandwidth of PvP, they went into PvE and almost became must-have meta weapons. Recluse is coming back. The Mountaintop is coming back. The Hammerhead LMG is coming back. The Blast Furnace Pulse Rifle returns. That's from Black Armory. The everybody's favorite grenade launcher, the Edge Transit, is returning. And two hand cannons are coming back. First, we're seeing Luna's Howl return, as well as the Leviathan Raid Hand Cannon, the Midnight Coup. The Stranger's Rifle has been renamed. It's now called Elsie's Rifle. That was the reward you got for completing the original Destiny campaign in D1. That's coming back. And I don't understand this one, but the Hung Jury is making its fourth return in Destiny 2. As part of this group. Just on the list alone, what do you think? What do you think of the selection of guns that they're bringing back into the fray?
I mean, I think for the most part, it's all weapons that people have either wanted to come back or they didn't want, like, Sunset, especially with, like, you know, Recluse, Mountaintop.
Yeah, Luna's.
And Luna's, yeah. Luna's, sure. I definitely think more of Mountaintop Recluse for what they want brought back. And then everybody is, I feel like you and I have talked about it quite a bit, but it's Hammerhead's going to be good to have back as a heavy void SMG.
You mean LMG, yeah. I think we were looking at the things for the Hammerhead and the fact that we saw, what was it? There was, what was it, Rampage, you can get in the third column, and Killing Tally on the fourth, mm-hmm. as they were showing off during the last year. That's disgusting, and I think that, like, ticks up both of them, and you end up with, like, a 60-something percent increase when you have both of them rolling at once.
Yeah.
It's gross. Go on, you were saying, you know, Mountain Hammerhead, it's going to be big. Yeah, I agree.
Blast Furnace is another one from that era that a lot of people are excited to come back, and I liked it quite a bit, so I'll probably try and get a roll of that.
I know.
I mean, how did they describe it? They call it like a greatest hits or whatever. Yeah. I think the only thing I'm more upset that's getting another reprisal is Hung Jury, because we haven't had enough of that. But
yeah, but at the same time, I'm sitting there going, what scout rifle could you replace it with? You know, I think I would have not had a scout rifle and would have put in a sidearm, specifically the one from the season of the whatever, when you rescued Saint 14. You know what I'm talking about. That sidearm that everybody loved.
The breach light.
Thank you, the breach light.
I love that sidearm.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people did. So, I mean, I would have replaced the Hung Jury with the Breach Light. That would have made so many people happy having that thing back. You know, I look at the list and I'm going, yeah, it's definitely the greatest hits. And I found it kind of funny that some of these ones on this list were part of the reason that sunsetting happened in the first
place. Yeah. Yeah.
I think on our Discord, you and I were chatting about, you know, you made the comments like, huh, who cares about power creep at this point? You know, why are we reining it in? And I was like, look, we're at the end of this thing anyways. With the final shape coming, it's going to be wild. They have to make it wild when that's all settled and they're going for the next expansion. You'll see everything kind of reset at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have your fun with it now. As long as it doesn't, like, break the raid, it'll be all right. For me, you know, Recluse, it's another SMG. It'll be fun, but I'm not sure, outside of kind of getting the old role with Master of Arms just for the hell of it, I'm not sure I'm going to be chasing after another one that can end up with Repulsor Brace and destabilizing rounds. I have multiple weapons that roll that now. I made it a point to, like, build up an arsenal of those things, so when I feel void hungry, I can really just go town. I don't know if I need a Recluse to do that right now. The Mountaintop, yeah, that's probably, like, the only thing I'm actually going to actively go after. And I was very impressed to see that micro-missile is no longer a thing as a perk. It's now the frame of the grenade launcher, and they said that they're looking into other prospective uses for that frame. So, I can't wait to see some energy weapons and Strand and Stasis, you know, breech-loaded grenade launchers with a micro-missile frame on it. You know, I think that would be kind of cool. Yeah, it won't go on to a heavy grenade launcher like I've always fantasized about, but oh well. Edge Transit, that kind of took me when I saw that that was returning.
Yeah.
But they intentionally said they're making it one of the beefiest heavy weapons in the game, especially for a grenade launcher, a heavy grenade launcher. It'll probably, like, do the absolute most damage because of what they've added to it. Like, Bait and Switch is in the fourth column. I mean, and you can get Envious Assassin. One of the things I thought was kind of cool was seeing Cascade Point on it and merging that with, like, Bait and Switch. You know, taking some hits, then getting a kill, and then swapping where Cascade Point would dump the entire magazine into somebody in, like, 1 second. With a 35% damage increase on it. That's gonna hurt. That's gonna chunk some things. But again, it's an Edge Transit. I don't know if I really want it again. Lunas Howl might be fun. I'm interested to see how Magnificent Howl feels this time around, because they have changed the perk. I've never had a Midnight Coup before. Never dropped for me. But then again, I've only had a limited number of Leviathan completions, a lot more failures than anything else, because at the time people were just really bad at it and they didn't want to, like, follow directions or learn how to do the encounters. So I never got a Midnight Coup. So if I get one, I might try it. If I don't get one, I'm not going to be lost about it. Elsie's Rifle. It's the non-exotic version of No Time to Explain. Essentially that. It just doesn't have the little exotic buddy that appears. But it's the same looking weapon. That handles about the same. It'll be interesting to see people using that as another pulse rifle. So, I do think that the list is cool. I think this list is really neat for newer players, specifically.
Yeah.
And people that don't raid, because shockingly, while raiding is very highly considered in the game, it still has an extreme minority of the player base that actually raids.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that never completed a raid in their life, and they played for years. Because they look at it like, I can't do this. I think anybody can do a raid.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to pay attention to and invest the time into it, but I get it if you can't. I totally do. So I actually think it's a good idea that they threw some raid weapons in on this. And it might be a controversial take a little bit, because I saw some pushback when raid weapons were being included. It's like, you're just giving it away. It's like, my guy, it's three weapons. One of which the raid doesn't even exist in the game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you want more people to start raiding? Shut up. They might like this gun so much that they might go, hey, I might want the rest of the guns out of this raid, and actively start looking and finding people to help them out.
Mm.
You know, that's a good thing, I think. But no, it's a decent list of weapons that'll be available starting this Tuesday. Well, most of them will be available, about half, and the rest of them will come out by
the, I think, April 30th too.
Yeah, April 30th. Originally it was going to go all the way to like May.
It was May, like May 21st, and there was going to be 2 weeks to grind
for the last one, like that launched. Yeah.
And just like grind for the shiny thing if people wanted it.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the shiny thing. Because the guns will still be around after that. It's just that you won't have access to the shiny versions anymore.
Yeah.
They heard the criticisms about that and changed it within a couple days, I think, a day or two. Saying, yeah, all right, we heard you. We'll move everything up. Everything will be released by April 30th. And, you know, then you could just, like, target farm and grind to your heart's content.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of target farming, that's going to happen in the Hall of Champions, which is the new area that is in the tower that is essentially Lord Shaxx's private training grounds type thing. Mm-hmm. There's lots of chests. It kind of reminds me of Xur's treasure trove a little bit, where each of the three classes have their own set of chests that they can unlock from doing stuff, because there's Titan, Hunter, and Warlock chests kind of in the center of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an armor set that you can earn out of each one. The armor set looks okay.
It do be another armor set in Destiny 2.
There's another armor set. I think out of the three, I like the Titans the best.
I think so too.
I actually think that's the best looking one. I'm not fond of the Warlock. It's just the look of it, and that yellow just doesn't appeal to me. And the Hunter just looks like another Hunter. He kind of looks like he's wearing PVC pieces over denim.
That kind of does look like that.
I mean, it really looks like he's wearing blue jeans if you look at it. And it's just kind of like PVC pieces, like, you know, kit bashed over it and stuff. And it's just, you know, more Hunter stuff. But Shaxx is the one that's presiding over the Hall of Champions. And in here, you can access these holographic Shaxx statues. And through gameplay and doing stuff, unlock the abilities to target farm certain weapons within the activities. We already talked about Onslaught, right? That's the tower defense / horde mode that is coming. Yeah, so the rewards for that will be affected by this. I also think the other mode coming will also drop some of this stuff too, perhaps.
Sure.
We won't know exactly, you know, what its full what the full scope of it is yet, because they haven't released that information yet. But we'll know closer to the 30th of April. Obviously, there's a vendor, which is Shax, for reputation. And you have your little reputation track that you go up on. Also, our site, Shax's battle droid with the Viking helmet on, is there too. And they have their own thing, their own quests that they give out.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, you'll earn two pieces of a key. One from Shax, one from our site. That will open up this chamber behind Shax, which has this pulsating purplish-black orb inside of it that's enormous. And we get a new shader if you do that. The Super Black shader, a fan favorite from D1, is returning.
It returns.
So there's a lot of with the amount of stuff that's returning in this, it kind of almost feels like an Age of Triumph to me. You know?
Greatest to an extent, hit. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. Stuff coming back that's been asked about before. Some revisions on things that were fan favorites. You know, stuff like that. There's no reprised raids like Age of Triumph did in Destiny 1. Because we do get reprised raids anyways right now, but this is, kind of feels a little bit like that. So there's plenty of stuff to unlock within Shax's hype palace in the tower. It says you'll increase Shax's hype. Literally, the reputation is called Shax's hype. It's a new type of reputation linked to playing Onslaught and completing bounties. And at the same time, you're going to complete ranks and earn the new Trophies of Bravery, which will serve to unlock a very special armor set, one reminiscent of the beginnings of D2. And plus you have all the wonderful guns you can earn. And there's also some secrets, apparently, in that chamber.
Mm-hmm.
In the Hall of Heroes, in the Hall of Champions. I think we accidentally saw one on the live stream when one person was going around and talking to the Shax holograms, and they turned just right and it said access grimoire card.
Oh, did it really?
Yes, it did.
Oh, that's funny.
They turned to another computer terminal just slightly and it said access grimoire card, and you see their camera kind of like pivot instantly away from
it. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Trust me, the various people, especially the lore community, saw that. They kind of lost their respective minds out of that. I think the Hall of Champions looks cool. I think it's, you know, neat. I wish it kind of had the shooting range of the original kind of Hall of Heroes that we had in the Leviathan.
Mm.
But I get why they couldn't do that. What do you think of the Hall of Champions overall? You know?
I mean, I think it's pretty neat. I agree that it is reminiscent of Xur's treasure hoard. In its own way, and it's going to be unique, and you'll be able to, you know, like you said, I like the ability to interact with the statues and be able to target farm certain weapons if you're going for, you know, something specific. I guess that's really it. I'm curious to see what other kind of secrets are hidden in there and all that, but
yeah. And I'm wondering, are the secrets only going to be time gated?
God, I hope not.
Please, I hope not too. That was kind of the complaint about the weapons being released. You know, you got six to start, and then the other six were released once a week. Over time, and there was no list saying the order they were showing up in. So,
yeah,
time gating is like, it's almost a dirty word right now.
I'm getting always feels bad, and it feels like a common thing that they end up doing anyways, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, the weapons will have access to enhanced perks. These brave arsenal weapons will have access to enhanced perks when the Final Shape expansion launches in June.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of weapons that are going to start getting access to enhanced perks coming with the Final Shape, and we'll talk more about that possibly on Tuesday.
I'm curious if we are going to find out more about that or if that's going to be later on. I mean, I guess we have, 2 months before Final Shape drops, but...
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on Tuesday. Unfortunately, it's only 2 days away from us right now as we're recording this.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's the Hall of Champions. And let's see. Reprised mission. Exotic mission specifically. Now, if you've been paying attention to the live streams the past 2 weeks before the third one hit, you would have noticed that there was a replica of the Whisper of the Worm sniper rifle on the wall behind the couch where the three devs were sitting.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting upright. So when the third one started, on the table was now the Outbreak Perfected sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
If there was any kind of a context clue, so people aren't aware what a context clue is, it is... extra information that kind of gives a hint, or as we would say in the industry, a clue as to what is coming. The reprised exotic missions are the Whisper and Zero Hour that are coming back.
Yes, sir.
These are fan favorites. They have been changed up a little bit. So potentially enemy placements, stuff like that, what kind of enemies might be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
The one dev mentioned that the boss fight in the Whisper mission is different. He can't wait to see people get into that. They're still timed, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they said there was two different levels of time on it. Like, you could still get the 20-minute mission, because these, if I remember right, were 20 minutes to begin with.
Yeah.
But I think they mentioned there's a 40-minute, 45-minute version as well.
Yeah, the match-made one is 40 and the legend is 20.
Thank you. So us old folk that have been around for a while are only used to doing this at an extremely high rate of speed.
Yeah.
Because that's all we know. It'll be interesting to see how they kind of change things up a little bit, and both the Whisper of the Worm sniper and the Outbreak Perfected are now going to be craftable, and if you already have the catalysts for those, that'll transfer over, but you now select different perks.
Mm-hmm.
For us, I think the third and like barrel perks and stuff like that, so you get to customize those two exotic weapons, which is neat. I mean, it's like some of the other ones that we've had access to, Revision Zero, Dead Man's Tale, Hawk Moon is another one that's been craftable. Is Hawk Moon craftable? Yeah. No.
I think you were only able to earn it.
That's right.
Random rolls, but
yeah, it's random. It's random. Revision Zero definitely is craftable. The exotic wave frame grenade launcher that splits into three, which I'm drawing a blank on right now.
Dead Messenger,
thank you. That's craftable. Yeah, because you can't buy Dead Man's Tale any longer from Xur. It used to be available there too. Now it's just Hawkmoon. Yeah, DMT is now craftable as well. Because it's part of the rotation since Presage came back. Yeah, I think folks are going to have fun with these. Good luck to anybody that's never met Trevor before.
Yeah, Godspeed.
Enjoy climbing the wall also on a 0 hour.
Yeah.
Though I'm wondering if like strand grappling will make it much, much easier.
It's got to, right? Like
it's got to. They did say that surprisingly when they were just trying it out before they really needed to just with the Destiny 2 engine going. Mm-hmm. And the current state of like the subclasses, they said surprisingly 0 hour really kind of held together with Stasis and Strand to start with.
Yeah.
And that's a testament to how tight some of those fights are in some of those rooms to clear out as you're advancing through. So I'm curious. The secret chests and the other secrets that are in those two missions have also been changed.
Yep.
So if you remember where the secret chest locations were in the original Whisper mission, they are not there anymore. They have been altered. Plus, the exotic ships are returning that were rewards for finding secrets in those two. And they're being changed slightly, so not to devalue the people's original versions that they have. You'll now be able to determine who has what version just on site.
Mm-hmm.
From the new and the old. So that's kind of cool. I gotta be honest, I don't know how much I'm gonna do of this.
Sure.
I might do the Whisper mission once, kind of jump in with you, just for old time's sake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to see, you know, brute force two-man it. I mean, shit, we used to be able to solo this mission at one point.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm curious to see how it holds up today. And it just has this, like, tremendous atmosphere to it that I really liked. 0 hour it's a nice challenge, but it was not my favorite at all.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're like going through the wreckage of the old tower, spoilers, that's where it takes place. Whisper really felt like this foreign and alien location, and just the color palette choices that they use really stands out, and it feels like you're exploring something that you have no business going into. And yeah. I really can't say I've experienced anything like that since in the game.
No, yeah, I would agree. That there's something about Zero, the Whisper mission, that it is just, it's so dark, it feels mysterious. And, well, it's not going to make a lot of sense to people that weren't around, I guess, but the dialogue that you're going to hear from Zol as you're going through is also pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the Whisper mission a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of set the standard for what a new version of a secret mission was. In fact, it kind of just dropped on us when it originally came out. It appeared on IO, like, mm-hmm. during this one public event where you had the the Taken domes everywhere and the big Taken blight, if I remember.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
There was another Taken yellow bar enemy that showed up on the map suddenly that nobody knew about when that public event would happen. And that public event was also rare as hell.
I remember, I don't know if it was with you. I know I'd spent time with Bacon.
No, you, me, and Bacon, we, day one. It was the three of us when we found out.
I just remember staying in that spot of IO for like 2 hours waiting, uh-huh. for that goddamn public event.
Yeah. No, it was the three of us. When we found out about it, we were waiting and waiting and waiting. And dropped the boss, we got all excited because then this portal opened up on top of this rock formation and we jumped in and the countdown timer immediately starts and it's put us into the one lost sector nearby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're like, what the hell we have to do? And it was eventually, it's like, oh, when we found the entrance. And we started going through, and then we wiped. As long as, you know, we were able to get back to the portal. We could keep trying the mission over and over again. I think eventually the portal vanishes.
Yeah, and then it would be, however, like an undetermined amount of time before the public event came back.
Yeah.
Wasn't
there a bug with it too, that sometimes the public event wouldn't even occur? It would skip the location.
I think that was another issue with Ion. There had to have been, because I remember literally spending like 2 or 3 hours and there was not even a single public event in that part of the map.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a legitimate mission problem, because I also remember people on forums and stuff yelling about how they're, and it, using yelling, as, you know, sarcastically more than anything.
Absolutely not, screaming not their heads off.
No, I'm being figurative, not literal here. There was no public events forming, and they had to go in and up the drop rate, and it still was having issues, and they were like, oh, wait a minute, there's something that's preventing it from having a public event in that area. They eventually fixed it, and, you know, people were able to start going in and doing it. I do remember when we all got our our Whisper of the Worm snipers, the three of us threw them onto our backs and walked around the new tower slowly, showing them off.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually were getting people, like, coming up going, what the hell? Like, running around us, looking at what was on our backs, because they didn't know what that was, or where we got it. And, yeah, it was like the Black Spindle mission all over again, except it was far more difficult. And it was a lot of fun, and there was all sorts of secrets in there. Getting the ship in the Whisper was cool as hell. I'm wondering, because you know where you get we know where you're supposed to pick the ship up, where the chest for it will spawn.
Mm-hmm.
In a very specific place. I'm wondering, what's going to be on the other side of that portal this time?
Yeah, because now it's real again.
And minor spoiler, there's going to be a Vex portal down in that area, and it does activate. You can't travel through it, but you can look into it, and it's like, wondering what's going to be in it this time. Or they're going to keep it the same, which is kind of neat. Yeah, definitely. I'll do the Whisper once. I don't know if I really want to do Zero Hour again. It just was not my favorite. And I don't really have a need to craft a Outbreak Perfected at this time. But just for giggles, you know, the Whisper might be fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of giggles, the PvP community was happy there's 3 new maps were shown off, finally. So we have Eventide Labs from Europa. And these maps are coming out on May 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Cirrus Plaza on Neomuna. And a map called Dissonance on the Terraformed Pyramid Ship. I think this is the one where the Traveler hit it with that beam of light in the cinematic for Lightfall, which is also the location where the raid is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Terraformed Pyramid Ship.
Yeah.
So, all 3, from what I watched of the maps, look cool.
Mm-hmm.
They look well put together. I'm more personally interested in Eventide Labs on Europa.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 3. Because it just kind of reminds me of some D1 maps a little bit.
Sure.
I think there was that one D1 map where it was like on the, was it D1 or was it D2 and they got rid of it? But it was on a fallen catch that was broken down. And it had like the servitor that was busted in the middle. And it was kind of like looking around and stuff as you were fighting. You know what I'm talking about? The PvP map?
That was D1. That was on Venus. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So I dug that map, and the Eventide Labs kind of reminded me of that. Because it's a refueling station for Aramis's catch. And they have a server hooked up to go the process, and it is looking around and moving and stuff like that. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I can see this. And, you know, you have the fallen doors and some tight corridors and some open lanes. And, I think it has a lot of things that I kind of like about a PvP map when I do play. It's a wide variety of play styles. It's just not like an excruciatingly long map that you can just sit back with a sniper rifle or a heavy scout rifle and just like plink people away. Like the one that came with the Witch Queen that I'm blanking on, sort of with a D.
Disjunction,
thank you. That people hated. It was a passion. Except when it was, Rift. I think that was the only time it was a very good map. Because it was built for Rift, as far as I'm concerned. You probably play more PvP than I do, and that's saying something. Are any of those maps like really stuck out to you as to what you might want to jump into when they go live?
I mean, honestly, I think all three of them did look really good. The Neomuna map, Cirrus Plaza, is like super, super clean, and it looks really cool. I do think I might be a little partial to Eventide Labs too. Just the way that it's set up and everything like that, it just looks like a really cool map. And Dissonance on the pyramid ship, I think it's going to be cool to have a map that's actually on a pyramid ship, because, you know, it's something that a lot of people have wanted for quite a while. It's like, why can't we have a map on like a pyramid ship or something like that? So I think for new maps, it's probably going to be the best new maps we've had in a very, very long time. So I think they did a good job.
Yeah, these are the newest maps we've got that weren't older maps that were reprised, because we did get some of those.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the newest maps we've got since Disjunction?
I think it is since Disjunction, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Disjunction was like the newest new map we had up until these three hit. Because Beyond Light didn't even have a PvP map, hence why we're getting Eventide Labs now. Lightfall didn't have one either, so there's Cirrus Plaza and the Dissonance maps. So, yeah, that'll be cool. This should be fun. I will leave the full-on critiques as to how they deal with the gunplay and current meta.
Mm-hmm.
And the various play modes that they'll be stuck into to the more dedicated PvP players. I just think they look neat.
Mm-hmm.
And you already know that I'm like, Eventide Labs just looks like I would have fun playing on that map more than the other three. Though you're right, Cirrus Plaza is beautiful looking. It is so clean looking. It's silly how clean looking it is.
Yeah, and it obviously very much fits the aesthetic of Neomuna and what it is. It's a pretty map. It looks like I like it a lot.
And if I didn't know any better, it almost like when you see how clean the aesthetic is for it, I almost have these like ideas as like, well, you could do something like that on Beyond Light stuff with the laboratories themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they're not broken into and whatnot, the Clovis Bray labs are excruciatingly pristine looking.
Mm-hmm.
And clean lines and everything, very smooth. And Neomuna has that very same design choices with it. So yeah, it kind of is nice, very nice looking sci-fi aesthetic that they have going, and yeah, it'll be fun to see how people are playing through it. While we're on the topic of aesthetics, back on January 18th of this year, they revealed their plans, Bungie did, to add character recustomization into the game for the launch of The Final Shade. They did announce that it'll be coming with Into the Light on April 9th. So, you're going to be able to modify the appearance of your Guardian anytime without cost or limits to the number of changes. You just launch the game. You'll notice a new option when you hover over the character at the character select screen. You can change the body type, the face, the head, the hair in the head, and the markings. But you will not be able to change the origin from one to another. So if you're an Exo, you're stuck as an Exo, but you can change everything about your Exo.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a human, you can do it. Or if you're an Awoken, you can do it. So that's kind of neat for people that are big on customization or brought their characters forward from D1 and are really kind of tired of looking like they did from D1.
Yeah.
And it's why they keep their helmet on all the time. I'm not speaking for myself, but I might be. I think it's a good feature. I'm glad it's finally there. And also, name changes will be available April 9th for no cost for one-time additional name change. Afterwards, when you get it, you log into Bungie.net and you can change your Bungie ID using the step-by-step directions that they have on their one this week. So just check the website and you'll be able to do it. And the new play mode that I mentioned earlier is called Pantheon. That'll be available April 30th. And all they let us know is it is a new raid boss gauntlet where you'll have the opportunity to face raid bosses in a weekly challenge with escalating difficulties and rewards. I know that they're doing, when the April 30th launch hits, their first three teams to complete Pantheon on Legendary are getting something. I think it was like the Lord Shaxx helmet
that mm-hmm. they sell yep. to
the Bungie store. All the people that complete it, so okay. Raid boss gauntlet, interesting. We don't know much more about that. We don't know about the rewards or the difficulty, other than there's a legendary difficulty to it.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they showed this off during the live stream, you know. I guess it would
especially.
Nice to see how they're doing it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you don't raid, having them showing it off during the live stream would kind of show you the mechanics. And maybe they didn't want to spoil that for people that are going in for the first time. Because, again, this is kind of like that way to dip your toes into raiding. If you enjoy fighting these bosses in this boss gauntlet mode, do the whole raid then, and you get the raid rewards.
Yeah.
But we don't know much more about Pantheon other than its name and kind of a very brief description. But as we know more, we'll talk about it at some point. And finally, the new light tutorial experience, everybody's favorite thing. Essentially, yep. When you start up a new character, you now will have the choice between doing the Shahan stuff, which is currently there, or just taking a ship right to the tower and avoiding all that.
Yeah.
And it allows you then to like select a... you know, if you're playing a warlock, you'll end up getting like a kit, so to speak, of, you know, abilities. It's like, oh, I want this one. You can select it and the game will give you all that stuff. And you can just kind of move forward faster to jump in more with your friends. This is a good thing if you have friends playing the game and they're trying to get somebody new in. So instead of having to like go through the new light experience, which is kind of a slog, and your friends can't join you, this, you can just skip that and go right to joining them, and they can help you gear up and learn the game and all that. So nice change. Hopefully one day in the future that they'll maybe completely overhaul the new light experience and make it feel a little bit better than what it is. But I think this is a helpful addition to it. And April 9th, 9:30 in the morning Pacific, 12:30 Eastern, Final Shape Developer Gameplay Preview, showing off all the stuff that they've been working on since the initial...
since August.
Yeah, since August of last year, and when they said that they were delaying it and adding stuff, and this is everything that they've been working on. Plus, there'll be a new emblem for people that are watching through Twitch as a Twitch drop. Watch for at least 15 minutes and earn the Tigris Fati emblem, which has that old style Destiny tiger icon with, you know, tiger prints on black and stuff like that. Hopefully, the Twitch drops will be working correctly. I think folks have had problems. I think you said you weren't able to get the 3-hour one.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to get the 3-hour one unless they extend the stream on Tuesday to give more time. And I've watched all three streams.
So hopefully, you know, you'll be able to get that one, because there was an issue on the first stream with Twitch drops. And I don't know if it's a Bungie thing or a Twitch thing or just a combination of two different systems trying to interact with each other and just shitting the bed, I guess is the only way to put it.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'm not a tech person there. Is there anything else we want to talk about? Twid was big.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like a strike team update, and it's a light weapon balance update. And I don't know. I'm just going to link it in the description, I think. And folks can read that stuff on their own. Though overall, with the three streams, was there anything particular that really caught your interest, like out of the three dev streams for Into the Light? Was there anything that really stood out to you and like has you very interested above everything else?
I mean, there are a few weapons that we talked about that we were both looking forward to. Like, there's some weapons that I'm going to want to grind for. Not all of them, because, you know, my OG recluse has 32,000 kills on it, and I don't need another one probably. And there's so many SMGs that are basically just like it now. I am curious about Onslaught. I'm hoping that the different maps have either different enemies or different bosses, and I know that most likely isn't going to happen. New PvP maps. I like the look of all three of them, and when they come out, I know that they said there's going to be a playlist where you can just rotate between the three maps in a 3v3 playlist, which is pretty cool. And then Whisper. I really like the Whisper mission, so I will be, even if I'm not going for the Catalyst, I'll be running that probably semi-regularly, just because it's a really fun activity, and I like it.
Yeah. Whisper mission, I at least want to run it once, just for you know, old time's sake. Onslaught, it just doesn't... I said this when we talked about Onslaught on its own. last episode, it really didn't speak to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a mode that I think is inherently bad. I'm just saying it just doesn't appeal to me. Mm-hmm. So it could be fun as hell, but I just don't want to do a horde mode tower defense thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wish this was in the game earlier, really.
Oh, yeah, and, no, I agree.
You know, and then I probably would have, like, jumped into it. But at this point, at this stage in the game and where I'm at as a player, it doesn't appeal to me. I would not be considered a dedicated player at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So Onslaught's not a big thing. The weapons, kind of cool. I think for old time's sake, I want a mountaintop.
And a I definitely want a mountaintop.
You know?
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it, because I actually want to use that again in whatever time left I have playing the game. And I kind of would like to get my hands on Lona's Hal again.
Mm-hmm.
To use just for shits. Really, just for shits. Because, as you said, you know, with your recluse, with how many kills you have on that, the mountaintop's that way for me, and Luna's. Luna's was the first of those PvP weapons that I managed to get my hands on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I did not get the, what was it, the...
Not forgot.
The Claymore? It was the Claymore, right?
Oh, Redrix's Claymore. Or Broadsword, yeah, I think. Which one was first?
I don't recall. It was one of the two, because one of them came back, but they changed it from, like, it was either Claymore to Broadsword or Broadsword to Claymore. Whatever it was, they brought it back, and they changed the name a little bit. But I never got that original one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Luna's was actually the first PvP chase weapon I ever got. And I got it 2 weeks before they nerfed Magnificent Hal for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was getting murdered by people in the Crucible with this 180 RPM hand cannon.
Mm-hmm.
When more and more people started getting it, and when I was like, I don't understand, I'm just this awful. And when I got my hands on it, I then understood why I was getting killed with it, because it was so easy to use. It literally was an easy button at that time. It was the PvP easy button. You put that thing on, your game turned around immediately. And then we also started seeing people getting Not Forgotten, which will come later. They want to bring it out later. It's just is not with this. That was an even bigger PvP easy button. And I never got Not Forgotten on its own. I could not do it. But Luna's Howl was a big accomplishment for me. And I just kind of want it again. I still have my original one. I still have my original Mountaintop. I still have my original Recluse. They're sitting in my vault. Hell, I actually have the... play of the game grenade launcher that I used in Momentum Control, of all things, to get the kills I needed to get the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
Because I became very, very acclimated to that grenade launcher and that playlist. So yeah, there's a couple things in there that I want, just for the hell of it. I think I want to... What really entices me is the new social space itself, the Hall of Champions. Mm-hmm. I want to see what secrets are in there. You know, I kind of just want to explore it and potentially open up all the chests.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I just can't help but fidget my way through that. But fortunately, the Hall of Champions isn't something going away. So it can kind of happen when I really kind of invest into it. So I'm just going to kind of try to focus on the shiny that I want for one or two, like Mountaintop and probably Luna's. And once I get that, I'm kind of finished.
Mm-hmm.
The PvP maps look cool. I'm not going to say they don't, but it's not enough to make me want to jump into PvP frequently. And I don't know enough about Pantheon to say one way or another if it's something that'll appeal to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
if it's a raid boss, you need six people. So it's a six-player activity, and the thought of it match made scares me a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
Unless you're reworking the encounter somehow. Which I don't know how they would do in such a limited amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Or what bosses are being included. Yeah. And the rewards. That's the other big thing. But right now, it's more like the Hall of the Heroes and like a couple, like a handful of the arsenal weapons are like the only things out there with a whisper run or two. Free update, you know. That's neat. That this is being given away for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of partially of the mind that maybe the expenditure on this stuff would have been better used to still force into the final shape to really, truly make it a special and large thing. But we won't know until Tuesday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
With all the other stuff they've been doing. I would happily eat crow on that one if I think what they're going to show off is like, no, this is really awesome, and you're getting all this other stuff. Hey, this looks like a really great package. I'll get to it at some point in the future. You know, that's just where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no like hard feelings or anything like that. Truthfully, I think the developers at Bungie are some of the best in the world to consistently keep putting out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're extremely passionate and whatnot. So it's interesting. I just wish I was excited. Like some of the community got reignited with excitement after these streams. And it's just, I'm not. And I just think it's just because of how long I've been playing. You know? So
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, it's no hard feelings. It's just, if I'm not having fun, not feeling it, I'm doing other stuff. I'm currently playing Final Fantasy 14. I get why a bunch of people I knew that were playing Destiny jumped ship and went to that game. I totally get it. And I jumped in where there's a new expansion coming in June, at the end of June, no, July 2nd, with early access on June 28th. And I'm just about finished with the base game, moving on to the first expansion, and much like Destiny, there's 10 years of game that mm-hmm. I have never touched that's still ahead of me. But one criticism is, unlike Destiny, all that content is still there.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't Sunset. So, I do have a lot of stuff to do. And we'll get to the final shape when we get to the final shape. Which is going to be our topic of discussion next week. For sure.
Your topic.
There's nothing else we're going to be talking about except that live stream.
I'm not here next Sunday.
You're not here next Sunday? Oh no. You're letting me do this by myself?
I mean, for what it's worth, I told you this like 3 weeks ago. So... On the 14th, I'm gone.
My brain is shot most days of the week. I've had a small child, and I watched the Barbie movie yesterday. All I hear is that I'm just Ken's song stuck in my head now. That's it. This is Yikes. My life now. I'm just Ken. I don't feel like getting copyright striked. yeah, all right. Well, I guess I'll be talking about that, and then we'll get all your thoughts the following week, because I'm sure there'll be some Twid stuff too that'll like flesh things out. It always seems to come in pairs. You get a live stream, then you get more information on in print. In the meantime, you can mosey on over to our beloved Spotify for podcast page. Click that like button if you like. We appreciate it. Thank you for everybody for listening on a consistent basis. We do have some. I do appreciate it. And I do hear, actually, from one or two people on occasion. By the way, Venge, one of our listeners reached out and said that they were very impressed with how you held down the fort when I was gone.
Oh, Jesus.
They actually really enjoyed it. No, they did. I'm not making that shit up.
That's hard for me to wrap my brain around because that was chaos for my brain, dude.
No, they had a good time with it. They had a good time with it. So, you did well, and I even think so. Yeah, I'll be back next weekend to record, and we'll have another episode up talking about the Final Shape stuff. When Venge gets back, we will hash out his stuff, and we'll have a nice old back and forth about our thoughts and opinions. In the meantime, thanks for listening, folks. Take care, everybody. Be well, and bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.